With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump capturing the New Hampshire primary.
Well, I want to thank everybody. This is a fantastic state. This is a great, great state. You know, we won New Hampshire three times now. Three.
In the meantime, the results disappointing for Nikki Haley, the last major challenger in the race, but she's not throwing in the towel.
Well, I'm a fighter. And I'm scrappy. And now we're the last one standing next to Donald Trump.
The numbers are not complete just yet, but Trump has garnered roughly 54% of the vote in the Granite State. That compares to Haley's 44%. Also at SRNnews.com, Turkey has ratified Sweden's bid to join NATO in a long-delayed vote. Sweden applied to join in 2022 after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Sweden will be a great addition to NATO.
It's time for Sweden to become a NATO ally. They have a modern, advanced military, one that we're very comfortable with, and they'll add real significant military capabilities to the alliance.
Major change coming in the state of Oregon. Now, Democratic lawmakers there unveiling new legislation. It would undo a key part of the state's first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization law. The bill would re-criminalize the possession of small amounts of drugs as a low-level misdemeanor. The lawmakers backing this bill say it will allow police to confiscate drugs and reduce public drug use. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church in America is sending a letter to President Biden.
The denomination wants Mr. Biden and his administration to stop pushing the transgender agenda, including sex change operations for children. A PCA spokesman tells the Christian Post, quote, "It is more important than ever to protect children from the harms that come from rejecting biological sex. God created humanity, male and female. Persons who try to change their biological sex are attempting the impossible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nicaragua releasing and expelling a group of Catholic priests in the latest example of the government's campaign against the church. Trouble began in 2018 when President Daniel Ortega brutally repressed public protest and churches tried to offer refuge to demonstrators. When popular Catholic leaders criticized the violence against protesters, the regime then attacked the church. This is SRN News. Well, he was, to say the least, one of a kind in this crazy business of broadcasting. Charles Osgood, who anchored CBS Sunday Morning for more than two decades, has died at the age of 91. Here's correspondent Shelley Adler.
CBS Sunday Morning probably is his masterpiece.
Robert Thompson, a professor of pop culture at Syracuse University, who says Charles Osgood's style was different than your typical newscaster.
It was this much more avuncular, conversational, over the fence in the backyard kind of feel. And I think that was appealing to a lot of people.
CBS reported that Osgood died Tuesday at his home in New Jersey. The cause of death, according to his family, was dementia. I'm Shelley Adler.
More details at srnnews.com.